Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Take a rocket ship to the stars.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily. Presented by Mokarum Injury Lawyers.
Mokarum Injury Lawyers, baby. Hard as hell to say, easy to dial. Boy, them old conversations that go on in the break are beautiful, ain't they, Ron? Them old conversations are beautiful.
How about the Brewers?
Yeah, man, it's I don't know, their highlights are playing. I ain't got Jacob Mizorowski or whatever it is, but hellacious break, y'all. Hellacious break right there.
For speed or for comfort?
Everybody out there listening, we greatly appreciate it, man. Download that Odyssey app, AUDACY. Download the Odyssey app. Keep it on your hip. Take us everywhere that you go. And you got us live streaming right there. You can use that rewind feature. Tyler, he podcasts all the segments throughout the day. And so you can listen to them individually or the show start to finish. You can use that rewind feature. Go back and listen to Payne and Pendergast or In the Loop, whatever you'd like to do. Just download the Odyssey app, AUDACY. I tell you what, y'all, we got us a squad in Houston now. We got us a squad in Houston, and one might say, well, which squad are you talking about? Because they're all pretty damn good right now. I'm talking about them Rockets, y'all. I'm talking about the Rockets. Look, I mean, you look at what Rafael Stone and Ime Udoka and the organization has done this offseason. The stars have aligned for the Rockets to make a big-time push, and I'm talking about a push at a NBA title. I'm not talking about a push to be a playoff squad or to go
you
get
play to win the game.
Yes, to win titles. To titles, not just games, titles. You know, Steven Adams signs what some are referring to as a team-friendly deal, which I think that's that veteran leadership along with some of the double big stuff you like to do with Alperen Şengün. Very complimentary to Alpi and what you have here. But Steven Adams, you keep him here. Then you go out and you get Kevin Durant, the best available superstar on the market and one of the best scorers of the basketball, any way you slice it, whether we're talking all time or we're talking in his career or you're talking about percentage-wise over the last 3 years, just one of the best scorers of the basketball in the league, and he was available. The Rockets go out and make that happen, and now the Rockets have is it official or are they just working? This is Shams Charania. Houston Rockets guard Fred VanVleet intends to sign a 2-year, $50 million contract to stay with the franchise with a player option in 2026-27, sources tell ESPN. The Rockets are declining VanVleet's $44.9 million team option and land the new deal with Clutch Sports CEO Rich Paul. I mean, this, Ron, I'm not in any way, shape, or form saying that Fred VanVleet was going to go somewhere and get $45 million a year. I don't know if that was going to happen. But the odds are that there was somebody out there that was going to pay him a good bit more than $25 million a year over the next two. After coming off a playoff performance that he just had and helping build the Rockets back to where they are right now, I think at the very least there's a ton of respect out there for the Rockets organization. And I think Fred VanVleet was a key component to that rebuild. There's a lot of dysfunctional organizations right out there right now that I believe would overpay Fred VanVleet. But the Rockets, when I say they've arrived, they built this thing to a point where now we're seeing it all happen and there's no guessing, right? Guys, stars want to be here. Veterans and difference makers in general are willing to take team-friendly deals to be a part of what's going on. It's real. It's happening in Houston. And like you said, I don't know that they're done yet, but just what they've done to this point, Ron, it seems like the stars have aligned. The time is now, and Rafael Stone and company are going to be aggressive to make this thing sing a little bit.
That's why I think I have stressed how I've been, not just this week since we found out the move, the big boy move they made to go get Kevin Durant, but even leading into it last week, Clint, is if you are a fan, I just... And that's why I gave them all a standing ovation on Monday. If you're a fan, I don't know what else you would want your organization to do. From the jump, when they tore it down, and they've done pretty well in terms of their player evaluation and developing these guys. And then they got it to a point where, bam, they got above schedule. They found the coach they needed to get, got above schedule, gets a two seed, and then they have all these assets and these young players. And what do? They were able to keep a lot of the assets and their young players and then made the move to try to win a championship right now and preserve their future. That's why, to me, like, whether they win it all or they don't, you have to be extremely happy about the way they've gone about building this thing up and putting themselves here.
No question about it. As a fan, I mean, happy is an understatement. I mean, you got to be flat out excited as hell to pull for the Rockets and that this is going on right now. There were some bleak years, I get it, but right now it's all worth it. Ron, do you think the Rockets are done?
No, I don't think they're going to make another giant move. Like, I've heard people talking about, they still have the ability to go and make a trade for Giannis or something like that. Now, I don't think another big major move, but I do think they add another piece that could be a rotation piece.
Well, I'm interested, how significant, when you say rotation piece, you're not a starter, you're talking about a rotation piece.
I don't think it would be a starter. I think like somebody that's a shooter of some sorts that comes off the bench, right?
Yeah. I know you disagreed with a point that I made yesterday, but I didn't think that I was crazy, and I got some pushback on social media that got me to thinking, and I wanted to ask you about it. Like, I know you disagree with my point of, like, I just, like, bringing Kevin Durant to the team that was already existed, to me, it's a little bit too early to go, they are the number two team out of the West behind the team that just won the whole damn thing. Like, I think that's an aggressive take for ranking or placing odds on.
I think they're a real championship contender now.
Yeah,
that's what.
Yeah, I don't know. Am I crazy to think that? Like I said yesterday, you got one all-star in Şengün. You've got obviously a great defensive player in Amen Thompson. Otherwise, including Amen Thompson, I think we're seeing what Şengün is, which I'm not knocking it. I think it's good. I don't think Şengün's going to all of a sudden be significantly better than he was this year.
It just may look better because KD's on the
floor.
Sure.
Yeah. May have more easier opportunities. Yeah. But like, to me, Ron, it seems like to ask these current Rockets without some major steps taken by some young guys to be a favorite over some of the powers that be in the West, although it wasn't a great year for some of those powers, I don't think it's crazy to say, whoa, I'm going to pump my brakes a little bit and not get too out over my skis over the Rockets.
No, yeah, I don't think it's crazy. I think we watched last year, you know, the Texans didn't really jump forward like you thought. I do think there is, and we talked about it a bit yesterday, and I think the Texans went through it. I think there's a bit of a difference of, the Houston Rockets are not going to feel and mean what the Houston Rockets have meant to other teams next year.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you are a hunted team.
They're going to be hunted, yeah.
You're going to be one of, like, you know, we used to watch the Rockets get up for the Lakers and the Warriors. You're that team now. Teams are going to get up. You're going to be on TV. You're going to have scrutiny. There's going to be people talking about you. And not only do we covering it, as you as fans hear it, the players see this more.
Yeah.
But I do think they're equipped, right? I do think their coach is equipped. I think KD is equipped. I think Fred is equipped. So I do think that they're not led by
a second year player like CJ is. They're led by guys that have won championships and a coach that has been there. So I don't think it's crazy to think that. And again, also, we don't know what else other teams are going to get desperate and do. I don't think it's crazy, but I just think this team is set up to be able to do it.
The Houston Rockets are out there making moves, man. The report is, to put a bow on this thing, Fred VanVleet intends to sign a two-year, $50 million contract to stay with the franchise, and that's big. Ron, another reason why that's big is, you mentioned a little earlier, Dylan Brooks exits in the Durant deal. I think Ime Udoka is all the alpha that this organization needs, but it never hurts to have one of those players. When you talk about Kevin Durant, a lot of the critics will say, well, it's a leadership issue. It's an alpha issue. He just wants to show up and play basketball. Keeping Fred VanVleet around, which I'm not saying he's this big vocal guy that's all of a sudden going to become a dictator in the locker room or overcome or, you know, compensate for Kevin Durant's shortcomings, but Fred VanVleet, his championship experience, what we just watched him do in the playoffs this past year, that veteran being in that locker room alongside Kevin Durant could be even more critical to the success of the team than maybe he was before.
Yeah, he's a tough, gritty player that knows exactly what Udoka wants, and he's going to bring that to the table. He has been as we saw, you could argue last year in that playoffs, he was the most together person they had, the most dependable person. The moment was never too big for him. And he and KD have won championships, played against each other in the finals. They've been there. And I think that on this team that has those expectations, I think that's a bigger deal.
Ice in his veins, man. Great offseason by the Rockets. Great offseason by Rafael Stone and Ime Udoka. Steven Adams re-signs what many are referring to a team-friendly deal. Kevin Durant comes this direction. And then Fred VanVleet appears to be signing a team-friendly deal as well. We'll see what the Rockets continue to do moving forward this offseason. We'll keep you posted. The timing is now. The stars have aligned. It looks like they're going in. We'll see if they're going all in, as we mentioned yesterday. You're listening to Sports Radio 610, Houston Sports Leader. I'm Clint Stern alongside Ron Ugly. Tyler Milner is behind the glass on the ones and twos in there. Hey, I saw something yesterday, or actually it was this morning on Social Boys. Apparently, I didn't know this was happening so soon, and y'all correct me if I'm wrong. Did I get Twitter taken here? The robo taxi, apparently, the Tesla robo taxi is out in Austin, and it's actually a thing that
that's the Joker that drives itself.
Ain't nobody else in that joint but you. I mean,
they've been running trials in this very city as well.
Oh, have they really?
Mm-hmm. I love when you say this very.
Tyler, this very. Have you seen the videos of that thing?
I've seen the videos. Haven't seen it in person yet, but
Are you all comfortable jumping in?
No. Tyler, Ron, it is. Have you seen the videos?
I've not
Bro,
seen
it. Bro, it's a bench seat in a car. It's one bench seat in a car. There's no front seat, back seat. There's no cushioning if you hit anything. You are the lone duck in there. Me and you sitting hip to hip.
Oh, sign me up as quick as you can.
Are you serious?
Hell yeah, because now I know the second I get in my damn Uber, I ain't got to be worried about some chatty Cathy ruining my drive.
I do have concern.
I trust a robot more than some of them folks.
That's a good point. That ain't a bad point.
I don't know if I do.
I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna tell you. Ron, around the city, I'm with you, Tyler. I would be very comfortable in the city right here. We're on Washington Ave, bopping around.
I'm gonna use the hell out of that thing.
You ain't gonna catch me taking that thing over the old toll road over going towards Beltway 8 off 610 off that big high bridge or anything like
you
that.
You should, bro. Take a nap.
You get above the radar. You get above the radar, and that thing takes a ride or something. I don't know why y'all got. That's a confession of mine, by the way.
I just feel like I'm nervous. It's gonna change his mind and just say no, you're not getting off here.
Go iRobot on you.
No, Mr. Hughley. This is what we're going to do. Like I'm gonna take
you to the American Hat Store and get you a cowboy hat and make you wear it.
This is not the stop. Yes, it is.
Get out, Mr. Hughley.
Hey, I've
locked the doors. Hell no.
I can do it in the city. I can't do it. I don't want to get on the highway. I don't want it. I don't want to get in the highway. No way. No how. I'm not comfortable. Now, luckily, the one smart thing we did in buying that electric vehicle, when my wife just had to have one, we did not buy the software or the package. Maybe it's hardware. I don't know. Whatever comes with where you can just, that thing takes over and can drive you to Dallas. No, like, man, we have that option, but we didn't buy it, so our car doesn't have it. Luckily, I didn't pay extra, pay more than I already did for that thing. I don't trust none of that.
I am certain that I will get to the party. I'm just going to be late to the party. I need to see I need to see a few other people do that. I need to see that become more normal.
That's a good point. I've always been with anything. I've always been okay being late to the party, and I've always been okay with letting other people work out all the kinks. Y'all work out all the kinks, and then I'll just come along. And when the product is perfected, I'll be more than happy to pay a premium.
I can work some kinks out.
This is probably one. Tyler, have you been in one yet at all? I guess you can tell us that if you had.
I haven't seen one.
Mm-mm.
I have some friends that have seen some doing trial kind of runs, doing mapping around town. But well, I don't think they're doing actual rides for folks yet in Houston.
Well, apparently it's going on in Austin, and there's a guy that's taken 18 or 19 trips in, and will not travel with anything else other than that.
Of course, those weirdos are the ones rolling the dice first.
Elon built a damn... what you call a factory down there. So they're building them right there. I'm imagining they're rolling off the showroom floor or I guess not a showroom.
Text line coming through. Hackers will take control. Yeah, that's my thing. Is I bet somebody, you got a hacker who listens to the show probably will find me and take me on some sort of a ride.
I just, whoa. Yeah, keep me below 25 miles an hour in the city with a lot of stoplights and some traffic. I think I could do it. Otherwise, I'm out. I don't want to be on the old toll road that high up above the water.
Yeah. Yeah. Can those guys get pulled over?
I think I'd try to flirt with the driver and see if it tries to...
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Vinny came back for like some entertainment. Like see what, just exactly what kind of programming these robot taxis
how
got.
Raunchy will they get?
Yeah.
It just always has to get back to horny with you, doesn't it?
It really does.
It just always has to get back to horny with you.
And I feel good about that.
It gets back to I can't help it. I'm just sexual.
That's what I tried to tell you guys.
No.
I'm just sexual, man.
Have you ever fondled yourself in the studio?
Coming up next.
You know the answer to that.
You don't have to answer that. Coming up next.
It's not no.
We're
Wait. Two tease.
The lineups are out. Two takeaways.
And I'll tease you.
the lineups are out for the Astros. Two takeaways from last night, and no, he is not going to tease us. That's coming up next right here live on The Drive.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
You ready for tomorrow?
What's tomorrow?
Tomorrow, man, we take flight. We head out to Traverse City, Michigan to take advantage of something that, listen, everything that I have heard about this, from the amazing golf courses to the amazing weather to the amazing wineries,
resort and spa,
easy access to get there, runway to fairway, like everything I've heard, it sounds amazing. We're going to be able to go there tomorrow as we head to Traverse City, Michigan. We'll be doing the show there live Friday from there, and by that time we will have played at least 9 holes of golf, kind of gotten to see the scenery around there, and be able to tell you a little bit more from a personal standpoint of how what I believe will be amazing of the 900 acres of the scenic northern Michigan area. Clint, I'm excited, man. I can't wait to see what this is about.
Well, from our listeners' perspective, what we want to do is just provide an option, right? I mean, I know this time of year, in the summer months of in Texas, it is brutal sometimes, especially if you're a golfer, especially if you want to get out and enjoy the weather. You're an outdoorsman, anything of that nature, looking for a vacation. This is an option, and Grand Traverse Spa, a resort and spa, is a big time place. Again, luxury accommodations, 100 miles of shoreline. I mean, there's just all kind of opportunities. The wineries, my wife lined up with a winery that apparently is in a cave. So you can do lunch and wine tasting deal in a cave. Apparently, this is a top-notch vacation destination for golfing groups, guys or gals. Really,
family too.
Families, yeah. If you want to go out there, as well as I'm taking my bride. So if you want to just get a little couples getaway, and here's what's unique, other than the destination, obviously, apparently is off the charts. We'll tell you all about it on Friday, but. They've gotten with United Airlines, and there is nonstop flights on United Airlines from Intercontinental, IAH, to TVC, which is right there. It just doesn't get any easier in Traverse City, Michigan. Again, if you want to look it up, Grand Traverse Resort and Spa. That's GrandTraverse, Traverse. It's a big time place, and I'm looking forward to going there.
I am. I was telling the in-laws about it. They were looking it up.
Yeah.
Like, they want to make them. So, as you said, man, the temperature, I looked it up. It's supposed to be 73 degrees the next few days. And, like I said, the lakes
better,
are right
better
on the
take
lakes.
Some sleeves,
yeah.
Boy.
Yeah, might have to.
Going where they're
get us some sleeves. Keep that chill out of the air.
God, Bob. Bill, excuse me. Shout out to Bill Walton. Lost Bill. But no, man, that'll be a fun trip, interesting trip coming up, as we'll be out tomorrow, but Friday we'll be there live from Traverse City, Michigan, and let you know what you need to go and experience yourself. One thing, by the way, with this Astros team coming up here in just a bit, cannot wait to hear from Brandon Scott as we do our Rockets report. A person who has been watching or covering this Rockets team, not just this past year, but throughout the time he's been here and I've been here, than Brandon Scott. And now the Rockets are the talk of the NBA, and cannot wait to get his thoughts on everything that's going on with the Durant, Fred VanVleet, all of that. So Brandon Scott coming up here in about 10 minutes or so. Clint, to me, a couple of takeaways yesterday is from the Astros as they get rolling again. Game 2, by the way, the lineup is out. Jeremy Peña will lead off as usual, hitting .326. Paredes right behind him. Altuve's at second base tonight. Victor Caratini, it's your turn.
come on down to the cleanup spot. Vic is catching tonight and playing and in that cleanup spot betting fourth. Cam Smith continues to bet fifth as Christian Walker follows him up at first base. And they drop Jake Myers, who's in center field behind Christian Walker in the seventh spot tonight.
I screwed up.
And the hero from the plate yesterday, Mr. Hamill, he is in the lineup as the DH. As he didn't walk him off, but hit a big game-winning home run in the eighth. He's back in the lineup as the DH. And then Trammell, he is back from the injured list, and he is in left field. My man, Espada and Dana, and then put this thing together. Say, oh, man, let's throw Hamill in there. Let's throw Trammell in there. And we sit Diaz out there. Let's put Vic in the four spot, man. But why? Because I'm done thinking logically with this team. I really am. Some of this stuff just doesn't make any sense. The only thing that makes sense is Framber and Hunter and Abreu and Hader in the back end. And like, hell, I mean, again, as Roflo said, Jeremy Peña has the second best WAR in baseball behind Aaron Judge. That's where we are. Like, I mean, none of this makes it matter. Hamill, who had that? Who had that on their bingo card? That's who's going to be the hero again. It's just it is just wild to me. This team just, in a way that I don't know I've ever seen, finds a way to win.
Yeah, they're finding ways to win with
by means of anyone.
Yeah, with players that you just don't expect to even impact the game, much less over and over and over again. We need to go back and look. I don't know how you do it, but go back and look kind of like at who the key players were in every game this year and see how lopsided it is that it's not Altuve, it's not Yordan Alvarez, it's not Christian Walker. Instead, it's Pena, Paredes, Jake Myers. I mean, last night, Hummel. I mean, it seems like it's one of the quote-unquote others damn near every single night, which I guess you really don't have much of a choice considering all those other guys, with the exception of Altuve. Is either in and out of the lineup or out of the lineup for an extended period of time. But yeah, the thought that the Astros have gone through what they've gone through and they're sitting atop the division with a nice little lead here with, 17 games to go before the All-Star break, it's wild to think they've been able to accomplish that.
It's like anybody can be expired.
Yeah.
Inspired. Not expired.
Expired as well.
Sorry, Jerome.
They can be inspired as well.
Inspired. And last night it was Coop. Oh, Coop Hamill. He was the one. Inspired, and Helen may be Trammell tonight. He may go deep.
I think you're combining Trammell and Hummel. I think it's Hummel.
What did I say, Hamill?
It's Hummel.
Did I say Hamill?
He's a Hummer.
Yeah, Hummel. Sorry, Rob, like Robbie Hummel. Not a Hummer, but like
not a hammer. He's a Hummel.
They. It doesn't matter. But, I mean, it doesn't matter who it is. Someone texted in and said, I can honestly say, when I watch the Astros this year, I don't feel like there are any automatic outs. I don't know that I feel that way. Not automatic. I mean, there are certain guys that go up there I'm not feeling fantastic about, but it doesn't seem to matter.
Doesn't seem like there's any Maldonados in the lineup.
Just wait till Singleton gets called up at some point.
Boy, that was an unnecessary shot.
John is out here just trying to enjoy himself. Come on back, Tiger. John is just trying to enjoy himself. He's in Sugar Land. He's doing his thing. They did a whole little thing about him. Big John's back. I think he's wearing number 21, and now you're just taking John out for no reason.
Unnecessary.
No, I really didn't even have to go there. There's definitely been guys in this batting order for the Astros this season that didn't feel like, oh, here comes a hit.
But yeah, I don't matter. I'll be honest. I don't feel great when Christian Walker comes up there.
So sporadic. But he's got, 10, 11 bombs? Like, such a weird...
Do something, yeah. It's not just him. I mean, you know, I don't feel spectacular sometimes now when Yiner Diaz is coming up. But I do enjoy him to get on so I can watch him run. He may be the best running catcher in history.
he gives effort, too. He legs out every ground ball.
Oh, I mean, my man will go first to third and first to home on doubles. I mean, like, he ain't broke a sweat. Just jogging in.
He can roll.
Just jogging in there. All right, coming up, a little Rockets report. We'll get the thoughts from Brandon Scott. We'll hear what he thought about what the Rockets have done here recently and what they may have the potential to do tonight. Do they try to get back in
this draft as they have no picks right now. We'll discuss that with Brandon Scott coming up.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Give me a hell yeah!
We're talking hoops, H-Town. Our guy, B. Scott, has all the latest from the hardwood in Clutch City.
Ain't nobody in here acting like no bitches.
It's the Rockets Report.
Don't ever underestimate the heart of a champion.
On The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Hey, Houston fans, I am so happy.
All right, welcome in. I've been waiting all week for this one right here. See your face, man. There you go. I know you're one of the first people I've thought about. I don't think there's a bigger Rockets. I know you're a professional journalist or whatever who covers, but I know for a fact we've had conversations. This is the team that you care about the most. If there was one team in Houston that you would want to win a championship, you've told me this multiple times, it would be the Rockets. They're the team that you have the strongest emotional connection with.
Yep.
And to me, this feels like the best, at least since I've been here. I would assume, you know, maybe the Harden years, but this has got to be right up there since obviously the Olajuwon championships, best chance that you feel going into a season potentially that they can win a championship. So I am curious from you, with the Kevin Durant situation, are you more surprised that they went ahead and pulled the trigger and got Kevin Durant, or are you more surprised at what it actually took to get Kevin Durant?
Yeah, no, I always thought they were going to get him because it seemed like they had been wanting to get him since last year. Like, you know, we had first heard about this a year ago. So, and there seemed to be smoke there when you put the ties together or try to link everything together with the relationships Kevin Durant had played with or under M.A. Udoka when he was an assistant coach with the Nets. We already knew that history. Of course, Roy Alavi, a Texas guy.
That's right.
You know, they hired DJ Augustine, who was a Texas guy, who also played for the Rockets, but is a Texas guy, a Houston guy, who has ties to Kevin Durant. So it's like the writing was on the wall. The part that I'm surprised about, to your question, Ron, is the fact that they were, and y'all have hit on this throughout the week, the fact that they were able to do this without giving up any of the premier players that are a part of the core or any of the premium first-round draft picks, like the most valuable draft pick that they ended up giving up.
You don't count Jalen Green as one of the premier players?
No, I mean, he clearly wasn't. I mean, and not only did I not count him as one, they did not count him as one. And it seemed like that, and it seemed like they had reason, good reason for that as well, like given how things played out toward the end of the season. Given the, I think, overlap in responsibility and what you would require from Jalen Green versus Kevin Durant, like you're basically asking for the same or a similar thing. It's just that one is Kevin Durant and the other one is clearly not. So, yeah, no, I was not surprised that they made the deal, but that they were able to preserve both their present and their future in doing so, I thought was really impressive.
What do you think, B. Scott? Who do you think that the Durant move, the Durant trade, obviously with the exception of Durant, who do you think it benefits the most? All pieces moving. Dylan Brooks, I almost said Dylan Scott. Dylan Brooks gone. Obviously Jalen Green gone. Durant in. Who benefits the most from this move?
Yeah, it's either Jabari Smith Jr. or Fred VanVleet. And I say Fred VanVleet only because of the difference between the other guard that you play with, the other perimeter guy that you play with, being Kevin Durant versus Jalen Green. Right, like I think Jabari Smith Jr. being the younger player, the one that can soak in the most, probably the one, he doesn't have a Kevin Durant style game, but he's similar size, he's a young player, he can soak in the most, and just the fact that they're going to stretch the floor quite a bit more, having Kevin Durant on the floor, that's going to play more so into Jabari Smith Jr.'s specific basketball skill sets.
But I will point back to Fred VanVleet as well. Like, for everybody, and I've been hitting on this, man, for everybody that's like frustrated with the heavy doses of Fred VanVleet that you saw or that you have seen over the last couple of years, don't get it twisted. Fred VanVleet is still going to be about the heat check life.
That but two for 13 for three nights.
He's still going to have some nights like that. But it's going to be, I think the fact that you got Kevin Durant is going to necessitate it less, and he's gonna feel that. So I think those are the two players to watch out for who are going to benefit the most from the move.
Yeah, Brandon Scott here with us as we do our Rockets report coming off of this huge week for the Rockets. All right, there are some people who are really against this. I have decided to choose violence by going back and forth with these people the first 2 days. Now, I am not one, and we had a gentleman who is the PA announcer who does the who does mornings in Phoenix as well on, and kind of got a little bit more info on what his experience was with Kevin Durant. Obviously, this isn't, nothing's perfect, right? You didn't just get the perfect, all right, no issues. For you, understanding who's here with the Rockets and their games, what potential concerns may you have, understanding you would do the deal, but what potential concerns do you have with Kevin Durant's arrival or things that they're going to have to iron out?
Well, I mean, the big concern would have to be just an over-reliance on Kevin Durant. Like, the last thing, one of the reasons why I really like the move is because I'm operating under this assumption that Alperen Şengün is an emerging star. I think, Clint, what you've been saying about how we kind of know what he is, I agree with that, but he is still a young player who's supposed to be getting better. Amen Thompson is like a blank, almost feels like a blank canvas, you know? So like, so those are guys that I'm expecting to get better. And I'm hoping, at least for the Rockets' sake, that they still lean into those guys and rely on those guys at the very least as much as they ever have. And hopefully even more so you can sort of preserve Kevin Durant or just not be over-reliant on Kevin Durant in a similar way that they've been overly reliant on Fred VanVleet because they didn't have another guard that could take the pressure off of him, right? They don't have another perimeter scorer. Obviously, Kevin Durant is his own thing, but they don't have another prolific perimeter scorer. Are they going to be able to have an offense outside of Kevin Durant where they can still generate buckets, generate baskets? Who is going to be that part? Like that? So that is my concern, to answer your first question. That's the thing that I'm concerned about. I don't know the answer to your follow-up. Who's that person going to be? I think it could be Reed Shepard. Do I know? I don't know. I'd like for it to be. Do I feel confident in that? Not quite just yet. So that would be my concern, is that, you know, for all of the patronizing that I've done for people that have done, oh, he's 37 years old, I don't care about that. I would care about it a little bit more if they're going to lean heavily on this 37-year-old in a way that I don't want them to, in a way that Phoenix did and shouldn't have. You know, that's the thing that I would caution against.
What I caught a little pushback yesterday when you know, we brought up the whole, the odds that the Rockets have jumped to the second team out of the West in terms of odds to win the West. I think that's a little bit aggressive with the Kevin Durant ad with a bunch of young guys. And my point is, I think the young guys absolutely have to take whatever that next step is for whatever the next step is for Jabari, whatever.
Reed Shepard was the biggest one. Yeah, if he even factors into
Yes, like all of that stuff. Like, I don't look at them as they are right now without those young guys taking significant strides in a positive direction. It's hard for me to get on a spot of like, I'm gonna put them up against the league's the best the league has to offer.
Yeah, I think you're operating in a different space of just not assuming that they're gonna do that. I think a lot of folks that are penciling them in are operating under this assumption that these things are going to happen.
Yeah,
like these things that you say have to happen for them to be that they are going to happen. I think, like, if you just do the math of it, honestly, Clint, they were the number two seed with Jalen Green, and it's functionally the same team, but now with Kevin Durant. So if they were the two seed then, what could they be now, especially if these other players take that leap? So I would agree with you from the standpoint of it's just a crowded field. And so it's a bunch of teams that could be the two seed. It's a bunch of teams that could go to the Western Conference Finals and therefore go to the finals. And the Rockets are just among them.
Yeah, I think to your point, I mean, it depends on what you want to look at. I mean, I think some people look at the two seed and the way you just laid it out. And then others, like I've heard Ron say multiple times, is you were a two seed, but you were an underdog to the Golden State Warriors,
right,
in the first round. So like that is which way do you want to look at it? Like which team are they? I believe they were closer to being the team, legitimately unproven. They were closer to the team that was an underdog to Golden State than they were the legit two seed. I personally look at it that way, and I look at it too. I think it, when you look at the NBA right now, it's easy to say those kind of things after watching Indiana and Oklahoma City play in the finals.
Yeah, well, they looked like, and I even said this at the time, they were one of the most disrespected number two seeds that I had ever seen in my life. And their weakness ended up rearing its ugly head. Yeah. Like the thing that people doubted about them ended up being the thing that was, there's more nuance to it than that, of course. It wasn't just Jalen Green's underperformance, but that was a big part of it. And not just that. Now you've replaced that. You've answered that question. Like, do they have a go-to guy? Yeah, who's going to take the last shot? Who's going to take over the game? Like, these were the questions that you had about the most disrespected number two seed that I ever seen. Now they've answered those questions. It makes you, like, just logically put them in that place.
Draft is tonight, Brandon, before we get you out of here. The Rockets don't have any. I know they don't have a first round selection. Do they have a late second?
I think they traded it too.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I thought they traded all those.
There was something.
Felt like they traded every second round pick they ever had.
There was something I saw that were 49th or something. But I don't think they have a pick as of now. Do you get a sense that they may make some noise and try to get back into this draft tonight? There have been some rumors of that.
Yeah, I'm hearing the same stuff, that there are certain, I don't know who these players are that they might like, and what is the threshold to pick up a guy that you might like at 15? Or I don't know what the range is, or where exactly they would try to trade up to get to, and how many players we're talking about. But yeah, no, I definitely think that there is a reason why you're seeing these reports. The Rockets kept their draft party open, and so they're still carrying on like this is going to be some kind of some type of event. So I think it's worth watching. Not only that, I would add too that your in-state rivals are picking at the top of the draft. So even if the Rockets don't pick, even if they don't trade back into the first round, watching Cooper Flagg go to the Mavericks and the Harper kid go to the Spurs, or whatever it is they do with that pick, I think it's going to be worthwhile for Rockets fans, on top of, you know, being on pins and needles to see if they'll trade back into the first round.
There are one or two. Real quick. We talked about this earlier. If it's one thing you think they still need, one thing this Rockets team still needs, they're not complete, what would that be when you look at the roster?
I think they could still use shooting. I think Kevin Durant is the fixer. He solves a great bit of the shooting problem, the shooting issue. But for right now, outside of Kevin Durant, I'm expecting the shooting to cut, because they lost Dylan Brooks, right? You know, yep. you traded away Jalen Green and Dylan Brooks, who was one of your
40% from three. Yeah,
one of your few spot up shooters. So you got Kevin Durant in there, but does that come from within, or are those questions going to be answered after they figure out what they're going to do with Jock Landale's non-guaranteed deal? If they're going to bring back Aaron Holiday, okay, if not, what are you doing with that money?
Yeah.
With that money, go get you a shooter, because that's the thing that you
Reed's
really
the
need.
Reed's the one, right? I mean, we talked about it a couple days ago. Like, Reed is the one that, if you talk about just the Rockets, the team as a whole, being more dangerous or being a better version of itself, it's like Reed Sheppard being at least a knockdown shooter that the team can depend on is an absolute game changer.
No, I mean, he changes the complexion of the team. Yeah. Like, I think back to that Oklahoma City game, I think it was in March, where guys were hurt, he ended up having to start, and he played out of his mind. And this was against the real Thunder. This wasn't against the G League Thunder or the minor league Thunder. This was the actual Thunder that just won the championship, and he held his own. I'm very interested to see what he looks like with a greater role.
There's some guys out there. Malik Beasley, a shooter out there. Quentin Grimes, from here.
Very,
a shooter
very familiar
out there.
From here. Yeah.
Yeah, that could be the case. All right, man, appreciate you joining us. A lot going on. We'll talk to you next Wednesday. Coming up, 5 o'clock fires, some Jeremy Pena contract news. We'll get you ready for them against the Phillies in game 2 tonight. Get you ready for the draft as well. All of that as we continue right here live on The Drive.